Lacey was running late for the morning staff meeting, again, after yet another hassle dropping off the kids at daycare. Did those people think no one else had any place to go? Mr. Marksman was going to be furious. She could only hope the box of donuts under her arm, well stocked with his favorites, would keep her from getting fired, or worse, yelled at. Maybe he would even believe she was late because of the donuts. The donuts had been at least part of the cause of the lateness. The preschool, daycare, was having yet another fundraiser, as if the money they charged wasn't already a third of her salary, selling donuts. Showing up to a meeting late always took careful calculation. Do you try to sneak in unnoticed? A bad idea with a boss as sadistic as Marksman. Or do you sashay in the front door? If you were in sales, you could skip it and claim you were with the client, which was almost enough to make sales sound tempting. The door to the conference room was closed, not a good sign. It was now or never. Lacey squared her shoulders and opened the door, thrusting the pink pastry box in first. Sorry, new guy at the register at the donut place, she said, bustling in and putting the box on the table before Mr. Marksman, but don't stop on my account. She grabbed the nearest open chair and slung her bag over its back. No one said a word. She looked up at a coworker sitting across the table. His face was a frozen grimace of distress. I'm not that late, she said. No reply. She followed her coworker's eyes to the head of the table. Mr. Marksman, too, was sitting silent and distressed. Or so she thought. Then his head fell off his body and rolled into the corner under the artificial ficus. What the hell? It was only then that Lacey noticed the hole in the ceiling, the bits of plaster scattered on the conference table, and the little green man holding a smoking ray gun. It was standing on the table looking curiously at the box of donuts. The alien's nose twitched as he approached the pastry box. Tiny green fingers cautiously lifted the pink lid. The sweet smell of maple glaze spread through the room. What is the meaning of this? The alien said. Everyone looked at Lacey. She swallowed hard and went to the head of the table. Donuts, she said. The alien stared at her, ray gun in hand. Lacey took a donut out of the box and took a bite. It was lemon-filled with sugar glaze on top. The delicious combination of sweet and tart and fatty filled her mouth and made her smile. Want one, she said. The alien reached in and took a maple long john. It looked like a 2x4 in his miniature hand. He lifted it to his mouth and nibbled. He shrieked, and everyone in the room shrank back into their chairs. So delicious, the alien said around a huge mouthful of donut. You, bringer of the donuts, you will be the earthling in command of this node of the expedition. That one, the alien pointed at the headless former boss, was unsuitable. Lacey looked around the room. The faces of her coworkers had started to relax, and one or two appeared to be internally agreeing with the alien's assessment of Marksman's leadership. She brushed the crumbs from her hands. Well then, she said, it looks like we have a lot of work to do. Shall we start the meeting?